Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Tuesday. Padres did have some good injury news from Mike Schilt yesterday. Yu Darvish, who was there on field in uniform, threw a side session, and Mike Schilt confirmed after the game what had been hinted at, reported at, that Yu Darvish will make a rehab start tomorrow for the El Paso Chihuahuas in Las Vegas. And if that goes well, based on what Eric Grubner told us last week, it might be his only rehab start. He could return to the Padres' rotation as soon as their upcoming road trip after they finish up this six-game homestand against the Angels and the Mariners.
Would be pretty solid.
Really good. I mean, you know, you look at what the Padres' rotation could be with King, Cease, Darvish, Pivetta, and then Colek. And we talked yesterday, Paulie and I went through it. The schedule coming up. Not many off days. After Monday, they got Thursday and Monday off. After that, it's a vicious stretch. 9 in a row, day off. Another, what, 9 in a row, then 13 in a row.
And then day off, and then another 13.
A six-man rotation. If everybody's healthy, including you, a six-man rotation, no, Yu Darvish, that includes Randy Vasquez and Steven Colek, could make a lot of sense for the Padres kind of through the end of May all the way kind of to the end of June.
100%.
So, yeah, and knock on wood, you need guys to stay healthy to do that, but that would give everybody like a five-day rest period every single time, which is what they're kind of used to already, considering the off days that they've had built in this season. So that would just kind of keep them on their same schedule that has been pretty effective for the starting pitchers. Yeah, a hiccup here or there, but for the most part, they've all been solid, you know, and Dylan Cease is getting better and more rounding into Dylan Cease form. So, Yu Darvish getting closer to a potential return for the Padres. Mentioned yesterday, Brian Hoeing began a rehab stint in the minor leagues. Not sure how much lead-up time he's going to need, but, you know, bullpen been struggling. I know Hoeing didn't have a good first outing, but, you know, it's minors. It's not what you're worried about. He's someone that we expected to be a valuable, not necessarily high leverage guy, but you know, you can throw him for two innings, you can throw him in the sixth or even to the seventh.
Man.
He can do different things.
Yeah, he was good.
They'll be better off when they get Brian Hoeing back at some point.
No question about it. I did find it interesting last night. So I'm assuming that these updates just come over the loudspeaker in the press box in the fourth inning last night when Dennis Lynn, AJ Cassavell, everybody just started tweeting about Padres minor league injuries. Is that
sometimes
that's usually what happens?
Usually it's in game announcements like have to do with that specific game, but I wasn't there, so they may have made an announcement of some sort.
But it all of a sudden, you know, all of the you know, AJ and Dennis and Annie and everybody else started tweeting about these injury updates, and the first one I saw was from AJ Caswell. Right-hander Johnny Brito underwent UCL internal brace surgery last month, plus a repair of his flexor tendon. He's out for the season and likely the early part of next year.
The internal brace is kind of the new alternative to Tommy John surgery, but it's very similar. Instead of taking a ligament from your leg or a different part of your body and just replacing it, it basically reinforces the one that's already torn, but you're still fixing a torn ligament in the elbow, and it requires a lot of rehab. Maybe not quite as much as Tommy John, but several months of rehab to get back onto the mound.
I had forgotten about Johnny Brito. I will be honest with you. I'm really of the out of sight, out of mind person. That's kind of how I roll. And I had forgotten, and I had not checked up. Hey, how's he doing? Well, he hasn't been doing anything because he had this surgery last month. That's the first I've heard of it. You too, I'm assuming.
Sounds like Kevin Acey and Dennis Lynn and AJ Cassaville also did not ask about Johnny Brito recently.
How's Johnny Brito doing? I guess good advice for us to continue to check in.
Well, so
how's Kyle Hart doing right now?
If you're the Padres and you go, we don't need to tell. I mean, you know, if anyone asks, you can let them know Johnny Brito. What happens if no one asks Johnny Brito?
This is what happens.
Eventually, so I guess we have to say something. I mean, we kept waiting for someone to ask.
I get Schultz on Friday, be like, how's Kyle Hart doing? Great. How's Matt Waldron doing?
Kyle Hart's not hurt.
I'm just start ripping through all of them. See if we can smoke out any other injuries, Benny, in the minor league levels. And then the big one, I think, Padres' number two prospect, Ethan Salas, has a stress reaction in his lower back and will be out until July, general manager A.J. Preller said. The Padres are optimistic his recovery will simply require rest and won't impact his development much, aside from the missed games.
Is it bad that my initial reaction was relief? Ethan Salas had gotten off to a really bad start this year.
No, it's not bad.
And he was struggling, but apparently he was dealing with this all season long, and it could explain why he got off to such a ragged start this year. Get him healthy. You know, hopefully he gets some at-bats at the end of the minor league season. The great news nowadays, you can extend the baseball calendar all year long. With the Arizona Fall League, different winter leagues, you can send him to the Dominican or Mexico or wherever. If he needs at-bats, if he needs innings, he will get his innings in the year 2025. They may not come in the normal April to September window that you would think for a baseball player, but you can put a full season if you want in the July or August to January window. There is plenty of at-bats to be had in different venues and locales for Ethan Salas. So I don't think this really sets him back at all in terms of, you know, where he's eventually going to be. It just shifts his season back a couple of months this year from what it normally would have been.
Oh, no question. No question. No question. So it's again, there's no rush for him either at all, not even a little bit. So it's fine. Let him rest. Let him heal up and get him back to action when he can.
Michael Harrison in the chat says, Salas, Bateman, and Mayfield for Luis Robert. Pull the trigger, Preller. You don't want to throw in Leo DeVries as well. Luis Robert's been pretty terrible for a while. I mean, there will be competition for his services.
Yeah.
But you're not giving up that kind of package.
No.
And paying a salary, too? No,
I mean,
you.
You know, you look no, at it you. As a talented player on a really, really bad team. But, yeah, man, not the greatest start for Luis Robert.
Don't overpay for him.
Mets are interested in him as well. Did you guys talk about the Dodgers making it known they're going to be in on Kyle Tucker already?
Did not.
You guys talk about it? Oh, you did not?
Did not.
You saw that graphic come out over the weekend, and I don't know who's doing their bidding. I'm assuming it was Bob Nightingale or somebody like that. Letting everybody know, even in May.
Like in the offseason, not trying to trade for him. The Cubs aren't going to let him.
No,
To win it this year.
Yes.
They're not going to trade him at the deadline.
They want to be in on the Kyle Tucker sweepstakes, should it get there next year. Do you think that was the timing of that was a little odd?
I mean,
is it BS?
I'm just hearing about it now. I had not seen it.
Oh, you hadn't seen it?
I hadn't seen this at all. So
that's interesting.
It's
what was the graphic? Like, they're just
Dodgers expected to be in on Dodgers going after Kyle Tucker in the offseason if he gets free.
What's the surprise here? Like, yeah, they're in on every single
free agent.
Did the Dodgers
tell someone, or
yeah,
is everyone just assuming that, they're going to be in on Kyle Tucker?
Or are they just doing their, like, bidding for them, like, trying to raise the price up on the Cubs, which is smart.
I bet they'll be in on Michael King. I bet they're in on Dylan Cease. I bet they're in on,
Is it Kyle Tucker's agent who's saying this?
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily some sort of Dodgers shenanigans that they're talking about it. I mean, Kyle Tucker will sign with whatever team offers him the best contract in the end of the offseason, which will probably be the Dodgers. But You know, it doesn't have to be. If another team wants to offer him more money, I don't think the Dodgers, oh, yeah, but they expressed their interest back in May, so I'm taking a discount to go play in Los Angeles. I think this has zero to do with his eventual destination right. at all.
Yeah, it could be the old Tucker, Michael Tucker's, Kyle Tucker's agent throwing it out there as well. Said to keep teams honest. Yes, interesting. Very interesting stuff. I
mean, there'll be plenty of competition for Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker's going to be a very, very expensive free agent.
Yes.
Yes.
Saw a graphic. Paulie was watching it earlier today on the MLB screen above us. Hey, there's Jake Peavy talking right now. It was, and there was a graphic on the broadcast last night. Both of them had to do with Gavin Sheets.
Mm-hmm.
For yours, Paulie.
The one that I saw, I just saw it right at the end before they switched it, but I believe it was highest batting averages against, I think, a four-seam fastball. And it was more just the competition, the people in that group. Gavin Sheets was like third, and it was Aaron Judge, Kyle Schwarber, Corbin Carroll, like, good players that you want to be in that company.
Corbin Carroll was also on the graphic last night, and it was the biggest increase in hard hit balls from last season. And Gavin Sheets was far and away number one in baseball in increasing his hard hit balls. And I was talking yesterday. I was down at SDFC, actually, at the center, the Sharp Healthcare Performance Center at Sequan. Very impressive facility. First time I'd actually gotten down there to visit it. And my competitor, Derek Togerson from NBC, was there also doing a story. And he mentioned that he had a buddy who works in the performance lab, the PLNU Biomechanics Padres Performance Lab that opened, what was that, a little over a year ago now that we went and to the grand opening? Mm-hmm. And he said in the off season they were working with Gavin Sheets in the biomechanics lab. And they were going, we figured something out. The hard hit rate, even in the metrics right away, just whatever swing adjustments they made was incredibly noticeable, like immediately that they saw it and they were thinking, ooh, we may have something on our hands here. Even going into spring training after they had signed Gavin Sheets, they were thinking this Gavin Sheets could be, you know, back to being a premier contact, you know, striking the baseball with authority guy. And so far that has pretty much played out for Gavin Sheets this year. He's hitting the ball hard when he makes contact.
It's good.
He's
That's
been a big, want. Good addition for the Padres.
No question. No question. He's been fantastic and, you know, had that little kind of turned into a pumpkin there for a minute. Again, it's a game of adjustments, man. They're adjusting to you. Can you adjust back to them? And so far, he's done a really, really good job. We talk about Jackson Merrill's elite adjustability all the time, the ability to adjust where they're pitching him and how, and seemingly just always finds his way through it, man, always.
Did you see, speaking of other NL West teams, after the firing of Buddy Black, which you weren't here yesterday, we talked about obviously a lot, the piling on of the Rockies yesterday in the stories about how they are so far behind the times when it comes to the other 29 baseball teams.
Well,
they refuse to get into the 21st century.
You asked the question last week, Benny, on the roundtable, and I thought it was a good one. What do you do to fix the Colorado Rockies? And I said, my first piece of advice was get rid of anyone with any value that you have. Like, that's, you know, semi-expensive contract. Think about maybe the Ryan McMahons, the guys that have been there for a few years already, the Kyle Freelands, right? Ryan McMahon's a good player, man. Brendan Doyle's a good player. Like, I don't know how old they are. I don't think they're super old. They're not, you know, in their late 20s, I don't think. And get what you can for them and then start rebuilding the farm. But as it turns out, rebuilding the farm isn't going to do anything for this team. They need to strip this thing down to the studs, Ben. Down to the studs.
Organizationally.
And go back to square one. They need to call a Kyle Bodie. They need to call someone.
Extreme makeover franchise edition.
Bar rescue, like whatever you can.
I would watch that show in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
Extreme makeover
baseball.
Colorado Rockies. holy cow, would I watch that show.
So our pal,
that bus.
Our pal Jake Mintz wrote a piece yesterday.
John Taffer comes in and starts cleaning things. I mean, this would be amazing.
Jake Mintz not allowed at Coors Field anymore. I mean,
dude, it is something else. But they were talking about how not only do they do things in an antiquated manner, they laugh at all of the other teams that are using, you know, TrackMan and
that are lapping them.
They laugh at them.
They laugh at them.
They laugh at them.
Why are you doing such silly things?
That's the worst part, is like they sit in there with their arms folded and go, can you believe this?
29 other teams are just full of morons.
This race to technology.
They don't have any of their own proprietary metrics like Stuff Plus. Every other team, apparently, like Eno talks about the Stuff Plus. Every team has their models about what makes pitchers nasty, except for the Colorado Rockies.
Listen to this paragraph from our pal Jake Mintz. Wrote it for Yahoo Sports. Colorado's insular environment is unlike anything else in professional baseball, a form of blind loyalty driven, sources say, by team owner Dick Monfort, has left most of the organization stuck in the 2010s. As a paradigm-shifting technological revolution swept baseball, the Rockies simply failed to adapt, leaving them woefully behind the times. They are, for instance, the only MLB team without an internal pitch grading system or proprietary Stuff Plus model. They don't have a way. And somebody made the point, well, hey, wouldn't it be foolish to have that in Colorado? And the counterpoint was, that is the number one place where you would need your own method to say, these are the guys, young kid coming up. Who's the kid pitched last night? Really, really good.
Dahlander.
Dahlander, stud. Chase. These are the pitches that work for you at Coors Field. This is how you can be successful at Coors Field. They're the one team that does it when they're the team that needs it the most, because they have the most weirdly volatile ballpark and they've been trying to figure it out for years. And instead of adapting, they've just said, ha, 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 look at all these guys and their fancy technology. We're going to go by gut and feel. And it just doesn't work in the year 2025.
And it was interesting because Jake talked about, he said, what do you say, blind loyalty?
Yes.
And then you read, it says here that the GM has been with the team since 1999. VP of international scouting joined the Rockies in 1993. Their VP and assistant general manager of scouting, he's been there since 1991. Their scouting director and their major league operations director, other guys, they've been there since 1991. Well, so is that stability in that you stay there for 30 plus years, or is that like, hey, you guys are living in 1993, you got to get some new blood in there?
I do think, like from the Padres example, they could have cast aside AJ Preller years ago, and guess what? I think they would have missed out on all of the experience and growth that AJ kind of learned on the job, sometimes the hard way over the years from his own mistakes. If you're going to keep someone on the job for a long time, and I have no problem with consistency and continuity, but you need people who are also willing to evolve. You can't just hire someone who's in 1991 and goes, and we're going to keep doing it the way we did it in 1991 for the rest of time. Continuity is good, but the continuous people have to evolve and change as they go.
I mean, and again, like, I love Buddy Black, but they kept Buddy Black for 10 years or 9 years, whatever it was, at the helm. And again, not his fault. You know, if that's what you have, is like, hey, man, it would be like us trying to, honestly, it would be like, hey, we don't have internet. You guys do radio. You don't need internet.
Yeah, 1991 was the year before they actually even started as a big league team. So this is someone who was hired like in the lead up
right
to the debut of the Colorado Rockies is still there.
They've missed out on several opportunities.
Not just still there, like still there making as a decision maker.
Yeah, like, they've missed out on opportunities over the years to move pieces at the deadline, like a Nolan Arenado, right? Things like that. It has just been, they let him walk, right?
What
did they move him?
I thought they moved him, but they like...
They traded him and ate a bunch of salary.
They traded him for nothing and ate a ton of salary. Like, they just have not... They've had some good players, right? But again, how is Chase Dahlander, who now, Ben, by the way, has a 6.86 ERA, how is he supposed to get better? Even though, you know, you see flashes of what that guy can do. Watched him pitch against us. He's got a lot of talent. How does he grow? as a potential number one for your franchise if you don't have any of the metrics and things that he needs to improve. It's really, really interesting.
As you said, he had a good night last night. Rocky still ended up losing a Wyatt Lankford home run. We can talk about what happened in the rest of baseball. Also, a Rindle report coming up. Quick timeout. More Ben and Woods coming after traffic on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about TrustAndWill.com. I was talking yesterday that I had a colleague who came up to me and asked some questions about Trust and Will. He said, did you go through the process? And I said, yeah, it really was very easy. It took maybe 20 minutes tops to fill out everything I needed to get my legal documents. And he said, but you haven't had to use them yet. And I said, No, I'm alive. No, I have not had to use them yet, so I can't really give you that and that perspective on what happens when you use them, but I feel good about it, though.
How about this? You'll never be able to give him the perspective on what it's like when it's done.
I will not.
All right? Unless it's from beyond the grave.
But I can tell you the peace of mind that I have after having gone through the process.
That's exactly right. Just go to... I mean, I know it's going to work, but I'm not going to be able to tell you how well it worked after I'm not here anymore. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out. You'll get 20% off, plus free shipping of your estate documents. And then the rest is out of your hands at that point. You give it to them, they handle it for you, and then you're done. But yeah, trustandwill.com. Use FAN when you check out for 20% off. It's trustandwill.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dodgers were off yesterday, so Padres dropped a half game in the NL West standings, now a game and a half out of first place. They got the Sacramento Athletics at Dodger Stadium for three starting tonight. Elsewhere in the NL West yesterday,
their gauntlet of the schedule continues.
Athletics actually have been one of the best road teams in baseball this year. They've stunk at home in Sacramento. Well, is it? I mean, they're playing in a terrible minor league.
They get to hit there too.
They do.
You know, that's the thing. It's like
I think it mitigates some of the usual home field advantage, like having your plushy, cool clubhouse. They have like some sort of barn in the outfield. It's not really the advantage that most teams have at home, and they're not getting to take advantage of it. But here come the Diamondbacks. Never thought they weren't going to. Corbin Carroll is having a really good season. MVP candidate. Hit two solo home runs off Justin Verlander last night. 12th and 13th of the season. And that was the difference in a 2-1 win over the San Francisco Giants. Merrill Kelly scattered eight hits over seven innings. Struck out eight to get out of a couple of those jams as the D-backs took the opener of their series in the NL West. First time those two teams have met this season. Padres, of course, still have not faced Diamondbacks or the Dodgers yet this year in divisional play. Mentioned the Rangers beating the Rockies 2-1. Wyatt Langford's two-run home run, both of the runs for the Texas Rangers in that one. Hottest team in baseball, though, Woods? That would be the St. Louis Cardinals.
Just like we all drew it up.
Who won their ninth in a row yesterday.
It's insane.
This was a real matchup. They beat the Phillies 3-2. The Cardinals
what is happening? How are they doing this?
The least active, most criticized team maybe in baseball in the offseason. They couldn't even unload Nolan Arenado properly.
Yeah.
And somehow are reaping the benefits of it this go-around after a slow start. They've moved well above 500 and into absolute playoff contention, at least early in the season here.
Half game out, yeah?
Yeah, they're right there.
I had no idea they had it in them, Ben. I really didn't.
Paul Skeens is learning what life on a last-place team really feels like this year. Once again, the Pirates could not come through for him. No decision, six innings, one earned run, six strikeouts, but the Mets came back, winning it on a walk-off Pete Alonso sacrifice fly in the ninth inning. Another guy who's had an MVP-type start to the season. Francisco Lindor is also having a really good start, and the Mets beat the Pirates 4-3. The Cubs continue to roll. They beat the Marlins 5-2. Home runs from Dansby Swanson, his ninth, and Seiya Suzuki, his tenth.
Dansby Swanson has nine home runs?
I know. I was surprised.
God.
I was like, it said Swanson nine. And I go, do they have a different Swanson who's better than Dansby that hit his ninth home run? No, that's Dansby, who hit his ninth of the year. The Braves beat the Nationals 4-3 on a walk-off Alex Verdugo RBI single, and that came after Washington had scored two in the top of the ninth. So that's a walk-off, walk-off, walk-off. Padres have no LFGSD moments. They have no walk-off wins.
No.
They have nothing like that so far this season. They have no extra inning wins. They've won some close games. They've held on for some one-run wins. But for the most part, you know, they have done nothing dramatically spectacular this year.
No.
Their entire first homestand, they won every game. They never even played the bottom of the ninth.
No grand slams yet.
No grand slams. There's been a dearth of those moments.
Gave up a grand slam yesterday. Last night. Yeah. Somebody, a Dodger fan, made it a point to come to my thread and say, slam Diego indeed. And
I said, you can view that two ways. You can say they still are 10 games above 500 without having any of those really cool moments, and they will come eventually because, you know, every team gets them over the course of the season. Or you can say, how come the Padres aren't doing anything fun and dramatic like
they
are?
They're winning.
They've
dropped two straight. Got to get back on track tonight with Dylan Thief on the bump.
And a couple of American League results. Cool down Trent Grisham. Two more home runs.
He has as many home runs as Shohei Ohtani.
12.
That'll keep that up all year.
Who wins that home run race?
So
I'm rooting for Trent Grisham, to be honest.
You bring
with
up Shohei Ohtani. I think the NL MVP race is a different animal than we thought it was going to be. Shohei is still a really good hitter.
Yeah.
But there were reports that he's not going to pitch for maybe months still for the LA Dodgers.
Said maybe after the break.
And if he's just a DH, I mean, last year he won the MVP as just a DH, but he was so dominant. He's really good this year, but he's not ridiculously dominant. I mean, Trent Grisham has as many home runs as he does. Corbin Carroll has more home runs than he does. Shohei is not standing out from the crowd like he did last year, which really makes the NL MVP race a much different animal. Now, if Shohei comes back and pitches, you know, 100 innings with a 2 ERA and hits 40 bombs, okay, well, it's going to be hard to take away the MVP award. But until he does, he's just a good DH right now.
Yeah,
a really good DH. But that's all he is at the moment. What else? Royals beat the Astros 7-5. Michael Wacha actually still has an ERA below 3. He's gone on and continued to produce after his season with the Padres. Tigers got a home run and 3 RBI from Gleyber Torres in a 14-2 win over the Red Sox.
I was watching that game. It was the only game available on television. I was, I'll watch a little baseball while we wait for the Padres, make dinner. And it was like 11-0 before you looked up. Tanner Houck has given up 11 runs or more twice this season in an outing. Now, that's leaving your pitcher in too long.
Yes.
In my opinion. But, you know, sometimes when the game's out of reach, we're gonna let you get your pitches in, Tanner, because we're going to punt this game, and we need you to eat up as many innings as we can.
Paulie's going to finish things up with the Rondo Report. One of San Diego's adopted superstars has some big news
back
for everybody this morning, and we will get to that. Coming up in our final segment next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I want to talk about Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks? Well, it's the best place to turn your sports knowledge into cash. Millions of members have already done it. They've made daily fantasy sports accessible to all at Prize Picks. All you do, pick more or less on between 2 and 6 player stat projections. Create your lineup for your chance to win 2,000 times your money. And right now, during basketball season, you got all kinds of lineups to set. More or less than 4 3-pointers for Anthony Edwards. More or less than 27 points for Nikola Jokic. Whatever you're playing, check it out right now at Prize Picks and set it up. It's easy to download the app. And when you do, make sure you use our code KWFN. Those are our call letters. Get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. With Prize Picks, always running your game. So fun, so easy. And take advantage of special Taco Tuesday discounts to get bigger payouts on Tuesdays and select player projections right now that lead to big payouts. At Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You tune into the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt this Friday at 9 a.m. Manager's Report is refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
I can't wait. I have not talked to Schilt in forever because I was out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
he was off last week, and so we're back this week.
It's been forever.
Now, there's only 2 more games between now and Friday morning. Tonight.
Better win them both.
And tomorrow night. All night games this week against the Angels, which we mentioned yesterday. Competition between San Diego FC tomorrow night, 6:30 kickoff at Snap.
Yeah.
And the Padres, 6:40 first pitch on bucket hat, reversible bucket hat night. Against the Angels.
Do we have
70,000 sports fans who can all go to a Wednesday night game at the same time in the city of San Diego? We're going to find out.
I think you'll be surprised. I really do. I think both places are going to be packed and rocking. And I would like to get these next 2 wins to go into a Friday interview with Schilt in a positive manner, even though there's still some things that you want to ask him about.
I think there's some good synergy, though, right now between SDFC and the Padres. And we know Manny, of course, is part owner of the team, and he's been repping SDFC strongly, took the boys out for a flight during spring training to go to a game, which was really cool. You know, it works the other way as well. I was down at their training center yesterday, and I got to meet Anders Dreyer.
Did you?
One of the star players. Talked to him for a little while. Very, seems like a cool guy. And I was told he's actually gone and taken his family to a bunch of Padres games.
Nice.
And, you know, reciprocating, like Manny supporting them. He wants to go the other way and support the San Diego Padres, which I thought was really cool.
Where's he from?
He is from Denmark, I believe. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm.
Does he have an accent?
Not a huge one. Yep. It was pretty solid when it came to easy communications.
Good.
Speaking of soccer. Paulie's got some big news on another superstar local front in today's Roundel Report.
We get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Roundel Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Roundel Report with Paul Roundel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Roundel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Good morning, my friends. We will start off, how about a little local news here? It was just announced this morning officially from Wave FC that the San Diego Wave FC and the ownership group announced today that two-time World Cup champion and former captain Alex Morgan is, this is joining the Wave. I'm going to say returning to the Wave, but as a minority investor, taking an equity stake in the organization that she helped launch just 3 years ago.
Nice, nice, nice. You know, I had dinner with Alex Morgan not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a...
Just you and her?
No.
Intimate affair?
It was me, my family, and it was her and her family.
Wow.
And we had dinner together in that we were all at Hamburger Hut at the same time, and she and her family were sitting right next to... Me and my family.
Wait,
so,
is she expecting, or did she already have her?
I'm not up to date on her love life, family.
Well,
life.
You could see. I mean, if she was
she
very
was sitting
expecting.
At the table eating.
Did she look like she was like eight or?
I thought she did.
She already had the baby.
I don't see that. I don't judge women like
I'm not.
That.
It's not a judgment call.
I don't know. I don't know.
On her Instagram right now. I thought I saw something.
I think our chat must know the answer to that question. Did I miss? I mean, when she retired, she was expecting, I believe.
I don't know, Ben.
Yeah, she posted a picture.
She did. Okay.
A week ago. History repeating 5 years later, and it's her with a baby bump.
But that was
I did not look
that?
At her body. Yeah. I looked over and said, "That's Alex Morgan."
Ben's demanding to know more about
what did she
her
look
body.
Like?
I just want to
what
make
was
sure
her
she's
weight?
Doing well. I just
what was
you know,
her weight?
Healthy and everybody's good and she's good because you were there with her.
We were there together, but we at the same time.
Right.
So, anyways, Alex Morgan's
restaurant.
Joining the Wave ownership group.
Ben's like, "How'd it look? Everything look good?"
Just trying to be a concerned citizen of San Diego.
No, there's nothing to concern yourself with. It's none of your business.
Good women's health is a concern of everybody, right?
Thought this was going to be a good story.
Yeah, great story. Great story.
Anyways, Alex Morgan was quoted in this press release here. She said, "San Diego is where I've built my home, where I'm raising my children, and found a purpose beyond my playing career. I believed in Wave FC before a single match was played, and I still believe this club has the power to change the future of women's sports. I'm proud to invest in that future, and not just as a player, but now as an investor." Good for her. That's awesome.
Do the Padres need more celebrity owners? Does John Seidler need to bring in some bigger names? Yeah. I mean, SDFC
Emma
has
Stone,
celebrity
maybe.
Owners.
Emma Stone, Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
You know who needs more celebrity owners is Ben and Woods. That's who needs more celebrity owners. A little stake in the company, a little equity.
That's not a bad idea.
I mean, let's revolutionize this radio game here and start selling private shares of our company. Skip.
Ben and
hey,
Woods,
it's Woodsy.
Inc.
I'm going to need you to buy this share. It's $500.
Press release. Where Skip Schumacher joins Ben and Woods, Inc.
Where's the money? Will I get this money back? I don't know. I mean, it's an investment.
And when
I can't
we sell the company,
you.
You're probably going to make a good return on that
will
at
you?
Some point.
Man.
Would be pretty funny.
It would be.
No, good for Alex Morgan. You know, I think we as a show, and I mean, maybe we as a city and sports community, I don't think we fully appreciated just how massive a superstar we had.
I know I didn't.
Right here. Like, we didn't go to any practices or games.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? She was right here, one of the GOATs.
And I now she's saying it. Yeah, we talked about that at dinner.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Well, she was talking about it with her husband, and then I overheard it.
Brandon says, well, Drew Brees was at the Padres game.
He was.
Yeah, but he doesn't own any of the team.
Right.
I'm talking about ownership.
He could. He came to a lot of Seals games, too.
I'd imagine he has enough money to get in if he wanted to.
I don't know that they're all, you know, they're selling shares actively right now.
Well, I don't think they are. In fact, yeah. I believe they're not.
Correct.
I'm just saying, should they?
Maybe. I mean, who cares?
You get a lot of buzz.
Like,
is Drew Brees
a the Padres need more buzz right
buzz,
now?
Yeah,
they have
absolutely.
So much buzz.
That's
they're 41,000 on a Monday night. Like, they're buzzing like an MF-er right
now,
dude.
Attendance lull and then announce your new celebrity owner stake?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
You know who needs more celebrity owners is like the Pirates, the Rockies.
That's a good point.
Seems like that.
All right, we'll move on. A little sports media news. Saw this yesterday that the Rich Eisen show is
Big
on
fan.
The move.
Big
he,
fan.
Yeah, he's great. Fantastic
great.
Show.
Love Rich Eisen.
He is one of the best, and he is returning home. He's going back to ESPN. It was reported yesterday. He's going to move his daily The Rich Eisen Show from he's been on Roku, and now he's going to be on ESPN's platforms this fall. And that kind of ties in with ESPN has started to unveil some details on their, I don't want to say new streaming service, but it's kind of their new streaming service. Now, they've had ESPN Plus forever.
That's something.
And they've had, and then you also have like Hulu and Disney Plus. It all falls under the same Disney ABC umbrella. And I have been trying to figure out some of the details here. The ESPN streaming service is going to be $29.99 a month, $44.99 a month, I believe, if you don't want the ads. You can pay
$44.99.
Wait.
That's to get the Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN bundle.
What? There's no point in getting ESPN without the ads. It's not like there's extra content in between, like time. Like, they're still going to go to a screen. Like, if you're watching a game on ESPN Plus, they're still going to go to timeouts and stuff.
There's a lot of documentaries and stuff on there, though.
I guess they're.
Yeah.
I mean, they won't pre-roll you an ad.
But you
as
can watch
well,
30 for 30s or whatever,
that
uninterrupted.
Seem like that would be worth it.
You can pay $300, I think, for the year if you want to just do it that way. But I was trying to figure out, I'm like, well, what's new about this? Because we have a work ESPN Plus account. So I honestly don't even know how much it costs a month.
I don't either. I use it for NLL games when the Seals would play on the road.
If push came to shove and I had to pay for something, I do think the Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN bundle is a solid one.
Especially if you have kids.
Oh, yeah. It's massive.
100%.
Sandlot every day.
Like, I get Hulu through Spotify, and I don't even use Spotify anymore. I switched over to Apple Music.
Yeah.
But I keep it because Spotify and Hulu is still cheaper than just Hulu.
Yeah, makes
right
sense.
Right now, so I still have a Spotify account.
And you don't even take advantage of all the Marvel and Star Wars movies
no.
that are all on Disney Plus and all those shows.
But it's
well.
Basically it's going to be their direct to consumer platform where I believe if you're a cord cutter, you can, like right now you go to ESPN Plus to get like NLL games or something like that. Now you would get pardon the interruption if it's 2 o'clock or whatever. Like you get their whole networking
okay.
and all of their other, you know, ESPN 2, the SEC network and all that.
I like Rich Eisen. I'm happy that he's happy.
Yeah,
so he's a sharp guy.
Sharp as a tack.
Now, is he still going to be doing some NFL Network stuff as well, though? I thought I saw that he's still hosting NFL Live or something for them.
I don't know if he's going to stick with that. I don't know if that's competing.
It is, but
companies.
There's so much crossover now.
Yeah, there's so much crossover.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it's weird. And then finally, saw a story here that everyone's favorite band, Creed, is back in the news today. They have their own car.
I love this.
Racing in the Indy later this month, May 25th, just under 2 weeks away. It's the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500, and the band has teamed up to have their own Creed car racing.
I saw it, too. It's cool.
The number 60 Honda.
Look at that thing.
It's going to be with Meyer Shank Racing, and it's part of a SiriusXM partnership, and it's got... It looks kind of like a badass car.
It looks incredible. Like orange
Creed
and black.
Right across the door there.
Yes, I love it.
They're looking for a higher finish at the Indianapolis 500.
They want, when they're done, they want everyone to be waiting with arms wide open.
What's another Creed song?
That's the only two I
know. I can't think of any other ones either.
They're crushing right now, by the way.
Creed.
They're like selling out arenas and stuff again. Everything comes back. It always comes back. Hair metal has had a resurgence. 90s butt rock is making a resurgence. It's great. It's great. Now, Paulie, there's a couple of stories I think you missed in the Rondo Report today. Did you hear? You see people talking about the meth raccoon?
Oh, we talked about that.
Oh, you did yesterday?
Well,
we talked about it.
Oh, we talked about the update. No, we didn't get an update.
So we did that like Friday, I think.
They put the put them down.
Oh, I'm wondering why we didn't talk about that. Sad.
Meth raccoon.
They didn't send him to meth raccoon rehab.
No,
shocking.
Like somebody says they put him down.
It's well, so insensitive.
Imagine if you had a drug problem. They're like, all right, you're dead. That's it for you. You're like, well, I get one shot. I get one shot at this.
If you're a raccoon, yeah,
a raccoon. What did you say?
A raccoon.
A raccoon. He's a guru. You can't say raccoon. Raccoon.
He's a raccoon.
He said that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Raccoon. Yeah, not if you're a raccoon. What? Raccoon.
Rocket the raccoon. Raccoon.
I can't yes, say he's it. A raccoon.
Raccoon. It's so, not raccoon.
I guess they put him down.
Am I saying it wrong?
Yeah, you were.
Raccoon.
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 Not raccoon.
Putting the wrong emphasis on
the wrong syllable. Yes. Say it again quick.
Raccoon.
You know how we do it on this show, though.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Every time.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult.
So difficult. So,
shout out to his family.
Rest in peace, King.
Oh, man.
Shout out to all the trash pandas out there.
Yep.
Yeah, we do. We missed a few.
What's the difference between a raccoon and an opossum? Are they
way different animals?
Very different animals.
Completely different. Both terrifying.
What's the difference between a dog and a cat?
I don't know.
What about a fish and a snake?
They all get into my trash at night and drive my dog crazy. That's all I really define them by.
Raccoon. I'll never forget it.
You know, another thing we missed, didn't get to bring it up here in the Rondo Report. I want to give everybody a little bit of a homework assignment, if you would like, because I wanted to get Woodsy's thoughts on the new documentary that we watched over the weekend. We talked about it when it was announced, Untold, the Netflix series. Ooh. If you have Netflix, it's called Shooting Guards, and it's about Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden and a pretty dramatic sequence that happened back in, what was it, 2008, 2009, where they pulled guns on each other in the locker room. Got 50 game suspensions, and it's the build up and everything that happened afterwards and how it impacted their lives and everybody around them.
So well
done.
It
was fantastic.
So when I was watching on Sunday, fully expecting to come in and talk about it yesterday.
Yeah.
It was really, really
Gives me
well
a chance
done.
Maybe to catch up on it.
It's fantastic.
Another tier ones to watch.
Do your homework. Go Padres. Come on. For
maybe
the love
Shohei
of God.
And Mookie will have a similar story someday. All right, that's it for us. Braden's coming up next. Padres tonight at
dark.
6. That was 6:40. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 for Paulie and Woods. I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, everybody.
Raccoon. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.